USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Across the globe, over 100,000 people have now died from the COVID-19 virus. In the United States, the death toll is 18,000. According to Johns Hopkins University, there are 500,000 people infected with it here. Weighing in on those numbers, President Trump says at this time he won't lift the federal safety guidelines, but he has announced an opening the country task force.
You open up, could lead to death, and you're right. But you know what? Staying at home leads to death also. And it's very traumatic for this country. But staying at home, if you look at numbers, that leads to a different kind of death, perhaps, but it leads to death also. So it's a very big decision. As I say, it's the biggest decision I'll ever make.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.